Real estate sales numbers and prices have softened this year compared to last year's hot market as the number of properties on the market continues to climb. Sales numbers for this April are more moderate than the higher levels we've seen in recent years, Victoria Real Estate Board Chair Graydon Saul said Monday when monthly statistics were revealed. Prices have stabilized for now, he said. We are in a familiar market pattern, where the majority of sales for the year occur in the spring. Although sales climbed by 8% in April from March, we are not expecting to return to record-setting activity, he said. The housing market in the capital region has been affected by the same pressures as other markets. Factors include inflation, interest rates, supply chain issues, and a shortage of labor. Inventory levels remain low and new properties are slow to come onto the market, Saul said. More inventory is needed to balance the supply against spring demand. Last month, there were 2,043 properties on the market, a major improvement from April 2022 when there were only 1,365 properties for sale. Inventory rose by 3.7% in April from March. Despite the cooler climate, bidding wars still break out at times, Saul said. Factors influencing multiple offer situations include price, competition, area, and the condition of a home. Well-priced homes are selling quickly and close to their asking price, he said. A total of 637 properties sold in April through the board's multiple listing service. That's up by 8% from March but lags by 27.7% from April last year. Single-family sales slid by 19.4% from April 2022 and condominium sales dropped by 21.8% year over year. As for prices, Greater Victoria's housing market remains unaffordable for many even if benchmark sales prices are lower than a year ago. The benchmark price for a single-family house in the Victoria Core, Victoria, Esquimalt, Oak Bay, Saanich and View Royal, was $1.264 million last month. That was a decline from April 2022 at $1.423 million. Last month's benchmark price for a condominium in the Victoria Core was $565,000, down by 10.3% from $630,200 the same month last year. CJ Wilson at TimesColumnist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColumnist.com.